You want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me, Rosalie Robinson, and I've got Lexi on the mic and Aviana on the sidelines.
You've got a full house.
I do have a full house. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where I want to start today, except that to say that we've got an amazing show coming up. You're not going to want to miss this. If you do, you can listen to it on the podcast after the show on our website or on Spotify or iTunes or what all those other places that you listen to. Where are we?
We're at a lot of places.
Not here right now, but I mean the podcast is in a lot of places.
Search us on podcasts. And
yeah.
It'll pull up all the ways you can find us.
Yeah. And so we've got Kelly Dunn on today. He is the owner of a kratom company. He's a leader. He's one of the top. He's just an amazing guy. He is featured in the film A Leaf of Faith. It's a kratom documentary that's been recently released on Netflix. We're going to be talking all about that. And of course, Daniel Tagg, the world's best trainer. I just tagged him that because he is. He's like the head trainer over at Telos, even though he doesn't really want to admit it.
But I'm in title, I'm not, but I like to think. I like that you think I am.
You don't need a title. You don't need a title to be the best, I don't think.
Really good.
And, of course, Rosalie Robinson, we're going to be talking about traditional job or gig it. I say gig it, and I've got a great story about being a Kelly girl,
by the way. I'm so with you on gig it.
I love gig it. I wish I was still gigging it.
You still are, in a lot of ways.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You know what? That made great content. I think I might go back to, now it's called Kelly Services, but
yeah
when I first moved to Dallas, I was a Kelly girl.
What are you guys talking about?
He's like, what is that? What is that?
Is this some corporate America thing?
No. Think entrepreneurial. You know, the person who works in a traditional job, like 9 to 5, versus the person who hangs their shingle out and they really work for themselves, no matter what you do. And so it really is a huge growing segment of how people work. They no longer like working for traditional places.
We're going to talk about
even
it.
You.
We're going to talk about it. We're teasing.
Okay, we're teasing. Sorry.
Okay, so I have to ask you guys, do you know what a Zendant is? Zendant. Zendant. I'm wearing a Zendant.
So a pendant that is Zen.
So you're also wearing a corduroy jacket that's a camo corduroy jacket.
Yeah.
That's a very unique jacket.
Thank you.
It's very
you like
nice.
It?
Yes.
I got it at Nordstrom.
Oh.
$75. Looks a lot more expensive, though,
does.
Doesn't it?
Get I know. Out here.
Hey, if you've got good taste, girl, you can shop anywhere.
I need to just talk along
with
you.
I'm going to go with it. You know, this is actually funny. So I've got camo underwear matching it, too.
Get out of town. Okay, come on. Is it a bra and an undie set? Or just like, you know, what are you talking here?
No, and I don't even know whose underwear it is. I was like, this is
okay, we're done now.
It might be one of my daughters. It might even be Tina Burnett's from when she stayed at my house a couple of months ago.
TMI, Bernadette. TMI. I'm sorry.
Because I'm like, these are cute. Where'd these come from?
Are you kidding? Come on. Oh, my gosh.
My life is silly sometimes.
You're funny.
But do you know, my Zendant, do you like it?
I do.
So,
it's pretty.
So you're like, so a Zendant is, while science can't promise that trendy wellness jewelry will turn you into the Dalai Lama, wearing something designed to make you feel more peaceful can help you tap into a calmer mindset, says psychologist and meditation teacher Tara Brach, PhD. We're loving these different approaches. So this is mine. So, and it's got my initials on it. It was custom made for me.
Does it put out anything or does it just remind you of?
Well, you can put something in it, but I don't have anything in it right now. It was actually designed by Erin Wasson, who is a top model and a, you know, friend of mine. We're not super close. We've never really hung out, but kinda sorta. We hang she comes to town and
sometimes you get together.
This is one of her rings too. Do you like that? That's one of her rings.
Oh, let's see. Come shop.
It's a lot heavier than it looks. But she makes really. I don't like fine jewelry like diamonds and all that kind of stuff. I like unique pieces like this.
Yeah, is it like a turtle?
Yeah, it's like a turtle.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
nice?
And it's got a pearl, and it's It's a nice ring. It really is. That, I love it.
This is a nice ring.
I know.
It's a really nice one.
Yeah, I've worn it for years. I've had it for a couple of years now. But so we've got a great show coming up. We really do. I'm super excited about it. And so we're going to actually go to break early because we've got so much to talk about with Kelly Dunn. He grew up working in farming communities, and then and he applies that to his life now. And he's going to tell you all about his company, Urban Ice Organics, and this whole kratom craze that is going on and the fight with the DEA. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Out at sea, sail away,
kill off the hours. Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, I'm Laura Val Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, and I have a very special guest on the line, Kelly Dunn. Kelly Dunn was born and raised in East Washington. He grew up working in family communities, which instilled in him the value of honest hard work. I love that. I do. Those values are exactly what Kelly applies to the rest of his life. In 2009, Kelly discovered Kratom when only a handful of companies were involved in this industry. And using his skills and background, Kelly founded Urban Ice Organics, and his company quickly became an industry leader. Kelly is laser focused on advancing the kratom industry for the public, for their well-being, and to keep kratom legal. He has donated thousands of dollars towards kratom research with renowned Dr. Christopher McCurdy and his team at the University of Florida. He is now one of the top five donors to the University of Florida for his efforts. Additionally, all revenue generated from A Leaf of Faith, the kratom documentary that was just released on Netflix, is to be donated to the University of Florida's kratom research efforts. Such an honor to have you on the show, Kelly. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that introduction.
You are so welcome. So let's start talking about this. 91 Americans die every day from the opioid overdose. Guys like Mac Miller, 26, who tragically just died, you know, a few days ago. Guys, there's so many people are affected by this. And so I really want to, you know, dig deep into this while I have you on the air. So although Kratom has been greatly beneficial to so many people's lives, many Kratom companies are operating under deceptive practices by selling untested, unsafe Kratom. So how does a customer protect themselves from unverified vendors?
That's really the question of the day, because right now, you're taking everybody's word for it. You're taking my word for it. You're taking, you know, the word of everybody who's selling Kratom. You're honestly just taking their word for it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's going on right now in the industry is we do have a big lobby group. We've got a big lobby group called the American Kratom Association. They're really the leading organization trying to help fight for Kratom. They're our lobbyists. They are kind of our trade organization as well. They're implementing a standards program that all of the vendors are getting involved with, where we're going to actually have verified third-party verification, where they're going to send a legitimate company out to verify all of our facilities to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you can look at people's packaging and tell who's doing a better job than others anyways, because people that are using professional packaging tend to have a better product.
Yeah. Well, and it's important. I personally, especially after watching, the Netflix documentary, A Leaf of Faith, I believe that it should be standardized. I really do. Do you agree? Absolutely,
oh,
right?
I so agree.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, we're putting out a consumable. We're putting out something that people are absolutely going to ingest. We know this. And it's so unbelievably irresponsible of everybody not to jump on this bandwagon. We need to be doing things right. We need to self-regulate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the DEA, why do you think they have such a problem with kratom?
It's such an interesting thing to me. Just like Scott Gottlieb, you know, of the FDA, tweeting about kratom it's an unbelievable thing to me because there's so much anecdotal evidence to suggest that this has some possibilities that we need to research further. This shows some great possibilities that it could be a wonderful tool for people wanting to wean off opiates.
Mm-hmm.
But more research is needed.
Yeah. Well, I actually...
The idea that Scott Gottlieb wants to shut the door on something with such great possibilities is totally bizarre to me.
Well,
I have no idea why that.
Well, and I have several friends that actually use it, and they love it, and it has helped them tremendously. And I've actually tried it before. So Michael Forrest Smith, who used to be one of the producers for One Life Radio, and this is the fourth time that we have talked about this on the air because I do feel that it's really important for us to have alternative pain relief that is not harmful to the human body. I think it's so important. In fact, there is a rally here, a national. I guess it's across the whole country, but in Dallas on September 18th, that's next week, there's going to be a rally called Don't Punish Pain, and they are protesting to have their voices heard regarding the neglect the chronically ill community and pain patients have experienced due to the CDC guidelines and the DEA and the FDA's involvement. But when I took it, it was funny because I pulled a hamstring a couple of years ago, Kelly, and so I'd had trouble with my knees ever since, both of them, because my whole gait was off. Anyway, so Mike brought in some kratom, and he said, "Try this one for the pain." And I don't know where he got it from, but we took it. In fact, didn't you try some? Lexi tried some too.
Yeah, I took one too.
She took one too. And make a long story short, so I was picked my daughter up from school, and I was at this place called the Dariette, where she goes with her little friends. Used to go there from the school down the street, and was sitting there with my legs crossed, and it just occurred to me. My knee doesn't hurt anymore. And it had been about an hour and a half since I took the kratom, and the pain was completely gone, and it stayed gone for like 2 days. And so I can speak anecdotally about how well it works.
Well, then why is there this effort to suppress kratom and the research going forward? There is an actual effort to stop the research from going forward so mm-hmm. we can understand this better.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the big elephant in the room. Everybody really knows the answer to that question. You know, you've got to follow the money trail. And who's really, you know, you got to ask yourself, who's really running the DEA? Who's really running, you know, the CDC? Who's really running the FDA? I mean, it's like I said, it's the elephant in the room. You can't help but ask that question.
But again, it's like that question, you know, are they really aliens? You know, are we entitled to that information? I know somebody has that answer, but are they going to share?
Well, so let me ask you this. What are some of the red flags that kratom consumers should be aware of?
So as a consumer, the more options somebody offers, the more deceptive practices they're using. Kratom is basically a plant. We know the plant has some variations, but it's all really one genetic species. There's one plant. It forms a red vein, a green vein, and all of these veins grow on the same darn trees.
Yeah.
So in the industry, people are claiming to have 20, 30, 50 different varieties of kratom, trying to pretend like they have some unique blend that nobody else can get their hands on, and using those types of deceptive practices for sales.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and there's so many industries involved, and I was just looking at my notes, and the, you know, the NSAIDs, how big of an industry is that? Tylenol, ibuprofen, Aleve, aspirin, all these big companies, you know, you can bet they have some lobbyists in Washington trying to stop this kratom from becoming, or they want it illegal. It's legal right now, correct?
It is. It is totally legal. And that's one of the things, if we can get the consumers to all chip in and at least, you know, keep this thing going. Let everybody know we need more research. Get hold of the American Kratom Association and donate anything that you can. This is the real group of lobbyists that are out to protect kratom.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you guys have a chance, you should get Dave Herman on your show.
Absolutely. I think this is something that's so important. And, so many people aren't talking about it either. That's one of the shocking things for me. Like, why are not more media sources talking about this?
It's unbelievable. We all know somebody who we all have people that touch our lives that are affected by this opiate epidemic.
Oh yeah,
I have good friends of mine that have died, and yeah, it's personal to me.
Yeah, I had a brother that died from opioid overdose back about, well, I guess it's been about 7-8 years now, but these opioids, not so much now, but they were handed out like candy. And you know, people will find a way to get whatever it is they want. This is really not that different than what happened with Prohibition. When you take something away, people are going to find a way to get it. And so all this is really done is by limiting opioids and not allowing kratom to be immediately like put, given the approval, if you will, by the DEA and the FDA, is increase the heroin trade. I mean, I spoke with a recovering addict on the way to the show today. He got off of opioids about a year and a half ago. He used kratom and Xanax initially, and then got rid of the Xanax. That's what keeps him like, well, he's doing really, really well, and it's because of kratom.
It is a story I hear every day, and kratom is literally the off-ramp to addiction and the off-ramp to all of these, you know, horrible stories that people have had. That's why we get so much anecdotal evidence, people telling their stories, and it's people that have had horrible addictions and horrible stories, pain stories, that come forward and say, listen, kratom has saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
Kratom has literally become the duct tape that holds their life together, but when they stand up and say, listen, kratom saved my life, everybody looks at them and says, oh, my, look, their duct tape is showing. Can we trust them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a catch-22.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so many people take opioids for pain. I mean, I have a daughter that got a prescription for opioids just a couple of weeks ago when she had her wisdom teeth pulled, and I would not fill it, nor would I let her take them because I just think they're so bad for the body. They're just really, really bad. They're really, really addicting. Yes, they do make you feel euphoric, and they do knock out the pain. And I think that maybe they can be used in certain circumstances, but it's just such a powerful drug that it's amazing that it's really not more there's not more awareness about how addicting opioids really are. Would you agree?
Well, we also work with the world leading researcher on opioids and opiates and pain, Dr. Christopher McCurdy. University of Florida is an awesome, awesome school that backs all his research. But opioids and opiates have been the most effective class of painkillers ever come up with. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been instrumental in kind of modern healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
They've saved lives and done a lot of good. They're always used in surgery. So there's a huge need for them as a medical device.
Well, absolutely. And Lexi, I'm going to bring up something that you said. Ryan, as you guys were watching the documentary last night, who takes Aleve almost daily. He's an athlete. Mm-hmm. And he works,
you know, with his hands and he's lifting all day. So his knees and his back by the end of the day are just destroyed. So every day he takes Aleve, and he was like, I need to get this.
Yeah.
I need to get this because...
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's so much better for you. It's a much better choice. And it comes from the coffee plant. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Absolutely. So it's in the same family as coffee. And just like caffeine is an alkaloid of the coffee plant, a couple of the alkaloids in kratom provide this energy stimulant. So it's a really clean, kind of focused energy that people really enjoy.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what are some of the current battles that you have with the government as a kratom distributor or a distributor or vendor?
Well, the biggest problem is this product is all grown in a third world country. So we don't really have clean chain of custody that takes us all the way back to say, okay, well, the kratom that's in this individual pill can be traced all the way back to this individual tree harvested at this date by this person. So we really need almost a pharmaceutical chain of custody to be able to do what we do to make this a legitimate supplement in the American diet.
Mm-hmm. So there's none being grown here in the U.S.? It all comes from Asia?
We're actually in the process of growing it here as well.
Oh, wow.
But it's a process. These are trees. So these trees grow, you know, 50, 60 feet tall and live for 50 and 60 years. It's a big tree that we're talking about.
Right.
So, and in order to get the really effective alkaloid content, it has to grow for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so
it's a process.
Well, and this has been helping people for thousands of years, correct? Like about 2,000 years it's been documented, if you look back into the history of this plant, from countries like Malaysia, right?
So, Southern Thailand and Malaysia absolutely have a kratom culture that dates back. We know we have a written history of over 200 years of traditional use of kratom in Southern Malaysia and Southern Thailand and Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the problem is most of the information that we're getting about kratom right now, we're getting from Indonesia.
Wow.
They don't really use kratom in Indonesia, only mm-hmm. in select areas and small tribal areas. But Indonesians in general do not use kratom.
Yeah. Well, it's
that has become our source of information, which is another problem.
Well, another problem is, too, the DEA has listed kratom as a drug of concern. So as a result, Visa, MasterCard, and other major credit card processors have listed kratom as a banned item or service in their terms of service, so you can't even use your Visa to, like, buy it. That's crazy.
How they can do that, because, you know, all of this is based on the idea that, you know, they're saying, well, you don't have accurate testing to say that kratom is safe. We have tons of testing, tons of anecdotal evidence to say kratom is absolutely safe. We have tons of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's dangerous, but there's no testing involved, or they don't have the other side of the coin saying, listen, we have some really bad information here.
Mm-hmm.
That information doesn't exist. So in order to hamper sales and kind of, you know, operation choke point kind of thing, is they take away the financing, just like they've done for the marijuana industry.
Right. Well, you know what's really interesting too, and is it the G? What is the name of that? It's an acronym that basically says that something is a good product. It's the
GNP.
The GNP. Okay. So why can't kratom be like oil of oregano, or you know, one of the thousands of supplements out there that is allowed to be standardized? Why this kratom? I say because it does so much good for people that take it for a variety of different diseases, if you will, or addiction, that they just don't want to lose the money.
I honestly hate that this might come back for me saying this, but I'm spilling it anyways. We've been involved in the research for several years, and everything, and this is my own opinion, everything that we can see really points to this being almost like the perfect human medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a lot more research for sure. But man, does this thing have some potential to be a benefit to humans.
Well, I take this stance on it. It's on the earth for a reason, okay? It's not just a random thing. And people have been using it for thousands of years successfully. And we need to get hip here in America, because this country is suffering. This opioid crisis has done so much damage to this country, and it just continues. And it's funny. I mean, like, these people are suffering. It's not just going to magically go away, right?
I so agree. And, you know, we've been reaching out with the military, and the military is heavily involved in our charity efforts and all the stuff that we're doing, because, man, our brothers and sisters are suffering.
They are. Yeah. I have family members, like I told you, that take it. I'll have to send you the file that I recorded this morning with someone who was coming off of addiction, and what they did, and how they used kratom, and how they continue to use kratom. And it's so beneficial, but so great for you to jump on the air with us, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Well, this one might backfire too, but if any of you guys run across people that need kratom and maybe can't afford it, hit us up anyways.
All right. And hit us up anyways.
We're happy to help, and we want to help.
At naturalorganics.com?
Yes.
All right. You're such a great guy. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us. Kelly Dunn.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. We've got lots more coming up with Rosalie Robinson and Daniel Tagg. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey y'all, it's Bernadette. We are so excited to be Ruby sponsors for the SPCA Fur Ball this year. And you know what? We wouldn't be able to do it without the help of our sponsors, great companies like Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. It takes a team to make a change, and helping the SPCA save animals in North Texas is just one of our many missions. Thank you for your support, too, and thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Talos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and he is a licensed massage therapist. He holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a Wildland firefighter. Today we're talking about cost versus benefit, choosing exercises and workouts. So yeah, I think a lot of people deal with this. They don't know what to do some days, right?
They really don't. And then they don't think, they just kind of get in there and start moving, which is a good start. But you really need to look at, like, hey, is exercise, you know, a high risk and not very much benefit? Then that probably isn't a good exercise to do. Like, we do that in everyday life, whether we know it or not. We kind of analyze everything of saying, is this risk versus the benefit?
So what would be an exercise that would be risky?
So for me, it's the lunge. The lunge is one of the bigger ones that everyone does that just has too high of a risk ratio to benefit ratio.
Okay.
So first you have to define what is the goal of the lunge. For most people, when they're doing a lunge, a standard lunge, is they want to get their glutes contracting, right? So if you look at it, you're actually going through
the glutes. Okay, yeah.
That's what's what most people will say is their goal when I ask them why they're doing a lunge.
And okay, so a lunge needs to be done properly, like all exercises, but especially the lunge. That's where the risk comes in, because so many people improperly do a lunge and get themselves injured, right?
Correct. The standard lunge, I would just throw out that whole standard lunge, is stepping forward, bending the back knee, the forward knee. I would just not even do that lunge anymore. Well, the lunge that I might do is where you step back and the back leg.
I was just going to say, what about a reverse lunge?
Yes, a reverse lunge or a posterior lunge where the back leg is straight.
Much safer.
And then the weight's on the heel of the forward leg, because when you're stepping forward doing the standardized lunge, you you put the weight on the heel, mm-hmm. that your femur, which is kind of your biggest leg bone, kind of gets shoved forward of the tibia, which is your shin, and that's what's called shear force, okay? And then you're putting usually quite a bit of weight on the back leg when you're bending that back knee, and the toes are hyperextended with weight on them. Yeah, so she's like,
what do you want to say, Rosalie?
Yeah. I still want a demonstration because I'm hearing him talk about it, but I'm like, and visually I'm going, I don't get the difference.
Well,
I hear what you're saying about step back versus step forward, right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to envision what's the real dynamic right. difference between the two on my knee.
And I stepped off.
You
got to
look at the force, yeah, right? If you're stepping forward and the weight's on the toe, the uh-huh. lead leg, the force is going forward and it's shoving that femur over the tibia, calling what's called shear force.
Okay.
So the femur is the big leg muscle or the big leg bone, and the tibia is the ankle bone. And when you're stepping forward on the toe, yeah. Okay, the hip bone. So anyways, they're connecting. When you hit and you're putting your weight on the toe, it's shoving that leg, that femur over that tibia, which is causing shear force. And the back leg usually has quite a bit of weight in the standard lunge as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the toes are bent back to almost a 90 degree angle, and they only have around 15 to 20 degrees of extension if they're good. So that's putting tons of weight there.
You want me to do one for you, Rosalie? That's what I was doing when I jumped
off
the mic.
I know. That's why I was come over this end so I can see. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
She's stepping forward. One leg just goes right in front of the other and bends. So here she goes. Okay. She's already got some nat wrap. So she comes forward. She steps, and the foreleg bends forward, and the back leg usually bends down. Right there. And that's the lunge right there.
Okay, so that's the right way to do
it. No, that's the incorrect way. The correct way would just step back, Bernadette.
I've got boots on.
She's got boots on. Okay, right. So now she's about hip width apart, and she's stepping back. Keep the back leg straight.
Oh.
Keep the back leg straight, and about 95% of your weight should be on the forward heel.
Oh, yeah.
So if your goal is to get the glute, there's proprioceptors within that heel that send up through the heel.
Okay.
So you want to focus on the weight on the heel so those proprioceptors get activated. They send up and send the signal to the glute.
Okay.
So the risk of hurting the knee or the toes are relatively high when you're doing a standard lunge, okay?
Okay.
And then you look at what is the benefit on the glute. If you look at the position, the spine is usually straight up and down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the hip, if we want the weight to go to the glute, the spine needs to be forward of the hip. Otherwise, there's no lever arm. And that it gets into physics there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I can't quite explain that on the
air.
You
should see Rosalie's face, you guys.
I'm really intent here.
But when you do the reverse lunge, okay, she was leaning forward. The head is forward of the hips. That puts direct force on that glute. If the head is directly over the glute, then gravity's going straight through that joint, and there's no direct load on the glute. So you're working mainly the quad in a standard lunge, putting all the risk on the knees and potential risk on the toes as well. So the risk ratio is high, and really you're just getting quad, and there's more efficient ways to work quads. And that doesn't really – nowhere in life are you ever doing a lunge like that unless someone just tells you pick up these bags and start doing a lunge.
Right.
Okay.
If you look at when you're stepping back, right? So when you're stepping back and you're doing that lunge, if you push off that lead leg now and stand up, that is part of gait. That is a direct –
Yeah.
It relates directly into gait. It actually works subsystems that relate right back into how you walk.
Hmm. Right.
So the benefit is way better doing a reverse lunge.
Yeah.
Less risk, and the benefit is greater. So
weight or no weight?
So I would start out with no weight. Okay. I was just taking a new...
I do kettlebell. I use kettlebells when I do lunges.
Yeah, and you can do that. You could do two kettlebells or put one kettlebell in the opposite arm of the leg that's forward.
Okay.
I would start out with no weight.
Yeah.
I can get professional athletes to die after three reps with no weight.
Yeah.
So you just need to make sure the hips are aligned. Okay. You're leaning forward. Weight's on the heel of the forward leg. Very little weight on the back leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all interesting, isn't it?
It is so. All right, what about, you know how they like to have you bounce?
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
Oh, you know what? You know what Kip told me? We're going to go to break here in just a couple minutes. Kip told me that you should do squats every day because squats activate basically your sexual response or something like that or your hormones.
We got there already?
No, I'm serious. it just popped into my head. Is that true? Daniel Tagg, best trainer.
I've never heard of that activating that.
Calling Kip.
A squat pattern. Okay, a squat pattern is the second biggest movement pattern that we do every single day. She should be doing it, but I don't
know.
She
said that
activate.
Something, I swear, and who was in the studio that day? There was somebody in the studio. I think it was Ron Inserta. He's like, that's absolutely right, that you have to do squats every day to keep your keep your mojo.
Libido. Yeah, your libido up. Yeah. I've never heard. I'm not saying it's right. I don't know. I would have to see some research on it. I know squats are a really good thing to do if done correctly because you're working pretty much your whole lower body. You're having to stabilize your upper body, especially if you have a bar on the back or forward of you. So it's a great exercise.
I love doing squats. Here's how I do them, and I'll demonstrate. I have 15-pound kettlebells in each hand when I do it.
Okay. So she's getting up. She's got kettlebells in each arm, right? She's bending the arms, and she's reaching the hips back. And then she lets her arms go down, and then she pulls her arms back as she's in the squat and then comes up. So she's getting a little bit of a row as she's doing it. So she stops at the bottom of the squat, does a row with her arms, with the weight, mm-hmm. and then comes back down with the arms and then stands up.
Well, and you're working the whole body.
It really is. Yeah.
What do they call that? It's we've talked about this before.
So bilateral multi-joint action.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's it. Isn't it nice to have an expert who can actually tell you those things?
Oh, my gosh. Well, so anything else we need to know about cost versus benefit, choosing exercises and workouts? What's the best?
I think the best thing is you first have to research, okay, what kind of forces is putting on my body? So you have to understand your body knife enough to answer that question or get with someone that does know that. But first, ask the question, is this the best exercise for my goal? And what are the costs? Because there's always a cost. No matter what you do, you're wearing down joints. There's going to be somewhat of a cost. You want to minimize it and maximize the benefit. So ask the question and then go educate yourself.
Great advice.
Yep.
Always a pleasure, Daniel Tagg. You can find Daniel Tagg at Telos Fitness Center.
You can.
Right next door to iHeart Media Studios. Everyone, we will be back. We've got Rosalie Robinson coming up. We're going to be talking about traditional job or gig it. I say gig it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Daniel Tagg and Rosalie Robinson in studio with me. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or our podcast after the broadcast and subscribe to our newsletter as well. Also, you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies that align with what we believe in as well. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powder and supplements. And of course, the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope, and the Sunlight and Infrared Sauna. I was in mine last night. I actually took a video of my new little doggy, Susan. I adopted another dog.
How many animals do you have at your house? No, come
seven.
On.
I've got
you
seven dogs.
You decide you're going to keep her?
I am going to keep her. She's in bed with me every night. I can't do it.
Really?
I feel like I would be betraying her. She trusts me now. I can't do it, you guys. So, yeah, I've got seven dogs. You want to make something out of it?
This is Mrs. Doolittle. This is truly Mrs. Doolittle.
Okay. Well, I was in my sunlight and sauna, and I did the anti-inflammatory, the pain relief.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of pain relief, yeah. And anyway, I love it. I just love it, and you guys should check them out. They sell them at Nebraska Furniture Mart,
mm-hmm.
But it really is, for me, it's a place that is just all mine. It's just all mine. It's a place for me to reflect and heal and just invest in me. So check them out, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagazineonline.com to find a store near you and pick up a copy. It's a great publication, just like the Wellbeing Journal, both really fine publications, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And don't forget to recycle, too, because it's really important. And to reuse and recycle, that's like the dog. I'm repurposing the little little doggy.
No, wait. Okay, time out. How are you recycling and reusing the little doggy?
Well, because if you take him to a poundy, a lot of times, so many animals are put down.
Oh, euthanized. Okay,
yes,
I got you.
Euthanized. Yeah. That's, and it's just terrible. Like millions of animals every year, and that doesn't even include all the ones. This one was on the street. It walked on my property.
You it's must like have the, a sign the, at the curb.
The universe
that
sent
says,
Susan
Mrs.
to me.
Mrs. Doolittle lives here. Any dog or cat is welcome.
And of course, Susan, what do you think her nickname is? Hello, it's what is
Susie
it?
Q.
Susie Q. And then I sing Susie Q to her.
Oh my gosh.
I like the way you walk.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Talk. Okay, what kind of dog is this?
It's a little like, I'll put the video on all of our social media. Of her. I was in my sauna last night and she wanted in. She always wants in and she does like this little dance and she's absolutely adorable. So maybe you can get her a job gigging it somewhere and like as a circus dog or something. I'm joking, of course. The circus is bad. Don't ever go to the circus. It's horrible. They torture animals. Don't do it. Don't take your kids either. So let's talk about this. Okay. I have some crazy stories about gigging at. Rosalie Robinson is the Vice President of Human Resources for Motorsport After Group. She is our in-house human resources expert. She has over 30 years HR leadership, working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. You can find Rosalie Robinson at conciliumhc.com. That's conciliumhc.com. Today, we're talking about this gig economy, traditional job or gig it. So we all know what a gig is. But what is the gig economy?
So, I mean, the gig economy is literally the idea that instead of work and the economics of how we are, you know, making money coming off of a traditional job, which is a corporate America job. So a lot of people think I'm safe when I work for corporate America. So some people might even say, OK, I work for Telos Fitness. I'm safe. That's a company. It makes money. They got great people like Daniel there drawing in a big bucks. Right.
Do you gig it on the side, Daniel?
Well, technically, I'm a private contractor at
Telos.
So he's an independent.
He's
so,
independent.
So he's gigging it, actually.
So do you have to file your 1099 and all that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that means he probably can take a gig anywhere. Mm-hmm. He just happens to work at Telos, right?
Okay.
Now. But if you think about Telos, they also have administrative staff, I'm sure, that help to keep things running smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
Those people, I'm guessing, are not independents. Mm-hmm. And if they are, that'll be very interesting how they kind of substantiate that based on the definitions. But what I would guess is those individuals who work there, if they work for a company, they kind of feel, well, I'm kind of safe as long as we got great people like Daniel here, you know, that people want to come to and pay the fee for him and for Telos, who kind of helps curate. Mm-hmm. This is fabulous. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we're really not that safe. When you think about working for a traditional company, you're only as safe as the economics allow it to be safe. Is that company making money? And they have to make more than what they're paying you, right? I think people often get, you know, myopic and go, why don't I make more? Well, did you check out your company's bottom line?
Yeah.
What are they making?
Right.
Okay, they have to make more than what they're paying out.
Yeah.
And so people kind of miss that and they get very comfortable, right? Oh, I got my benefits. This is all good. I got my check. And they forget that can end at any time. A company's not required to give you a number of things that you get when you work for companies.
Yeah.
They're not required to give you vacation time in some states. They're not required to pay you money if you are fired. That's what you go for unemployment, right? And hope you get that small amount of money to help carry you through. So gigging it is all about folks saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to necessarily be dependent. Or I'm just tired of doing what I'm doing. And I have other skills. I think the best story I had is when I went on vacation to Amsterdam, the guy who gave us
the tour. Did you do any drugs?
No, I did not. I did see these brownies as a side venue conversation.
There's a lot of drugs in Amsterdam. I'm just saying.
There are. And I saw these brownies. I said to my kids, I said, oh my gosh, those look so fudgy. And they look great. And they said, no, you can't eat those. No, not you. You've never done it. Don't do it. You'll be sick like a dog. I was like, oh, okay, well, we won't eat those.
It's crazy. They walk down the streets with big, like, handfuls of hash.
I told you,
just
it's
like
hashish,
like they're selling like they're selling vegetables or something. It's crazy.
It's truly my only vision of Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, that's aside.
Okay.
A totally different show. So let's focus on this for a second. This guy who did our tour was a phenomenal example of someone who gigs it. He was actually a recruiter, and he was an international recruiter. He was somebody who worked high-level executive recruitment for companies. They'd call him. He'd find these folks for them and help place them. He said, I just got sick of it. You know, I got sick of it, the hours and the travel.
Right.
And so he turned around, and he loves his country. He's from Amsterdam. You know, he's very smart. He turned it into a business that makes quite a bit of cash for him. He has about four people that work for him. And what does he do? He gives food tours.
Yeah. Well, I think gigging it is great for people like myself who I get bored easily. I get really bored easily. And I used to work for Kelly Services. You didn't know what we were talking about earlier, Daniel. But I was a Kelly girl. And I did gigs like this. Like I sold Dole pineapples. for
it's
a while.
It's a tip service, yeah.
Yeah. And then I worked for as an undercover apartment finder, like went there, to see how they treated me and then reported back. But my favorite one, and it's so crazy, I used to be a coffee girl for Ron Chapman. Back on this same station, back in like late 80s, and with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and I would serve coffee. And of course, I had my own favorite white boots, and I had the long blonde hair, so everybody thought I was a cheerleader. And of course, I love that.
Yeah.
And but it was fun. The point is, it was fun, and I didn't get bored, and I could work whenever I wanted to, and I really got paid pretty well.
Yeah. Now, and this is probably
Got paid more than the cheerleaders. Actually, I don't think they get paid jack.
They don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I think there's also a misnomer, right? You have a great work ethic, right? And so
you're
choosing to do jobs that you're like, hey, I enjoyed. There's some diversity. I'm going to do quality work when I come. Some people think, hey, I'm going to hang my shingle out and boom, I'm going to get these jobs and it's going to be fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make money. And the truth is, you have to ask yourself, do I do good quality work?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not a good judge, you should probably ask someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is my work really good? You know, when you and I've worked together, does it feel like it's good? And make it comfortable so they can tell you honestly.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, to hang your shingle out, you will be broke, poor, and begging on the corner if you can't do quality work.
Well, and it's a good way to figure out what you do and don't want to do, too. Mm-hmm. I just had a nightmare about working for an insurance company during that time with an actuary. Boring. Oh, my God. I just could not wait to get out of that contract. It was like 2 weeks that I had to work for this actuary. But, yeah. Yeah. So it's a great way to figure out what you do and what you don't want.
It is a great way to do that potentially, especially if you do it through a temp agency where you can be an independent and they can help curate or contract you out for jobs. If you're someone who's more of in the knowledge base kind of arena, which is a large need for folks, lawyers, etc., then you could truly hang out your shingle at places like Upworks, etc., and get them to help you find the business.
Great stuff. Rosalie Robinson. You can find Rosalie at ConciliumHC.com. Always a pleasure. Love having you in studio. She laughs at all my jokes.
They're funny.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Always a pleasure to do the show. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about 12 fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe, and Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year, unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.